Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
It's a Friday, so whatever you want to discuss, let's go.
Open line on kaya959.
Cousin, Friday, anything goes. What open line? Bengicela ukubuza, i-G20 angithi sithole imali ukuthi silungise country bese we fix what we need to fix. How much did we get? And who's responsible for this money? Who's accountable for it? Who's keeping the receipts? Because if we are capable of chowing imali ibedlela, imali ekulungisa itrata kuyini, guys? Sithole malini, ingene kuphi, and who's responsible for it? And isitheleni, guys, sasifuna ukwazi nje ukuthi ushinti mawusala susplitha kanjani if there is any left. You understand? Niyangithola ne, guys. Nje umuntu is responsible and sale malini for ushinti.
Well, so it depends who you ask, right? Some reports are saying that we got 12.5 billion rand to host, but I'm not sure if Gempela we did get that money. We know that it's going to cost us a lot to host. South Africa is spending over 700 million, and then I guess these are good questions that you're asking, though, right? Because even last year, there were reports about how much hosting the G20 is going to cost us. And it was around about the 700 million mark, 690 to be precise. But we are told that we got 1.2 billion to host it. Aige, ushintshi, angazi. Ngicela ungangibuze. Ngoba uyazi now kwenzeka in South Africa, mekwenzeka into enje.
Kodwa wena umsizana, open line Friday, two things. UBrown Mokgotsi wona msizane, mina ngokwami ngiyamncoma ukuthi hayi kule defense yabo Kate Matlana nabo Mchunu uyo ngathi uzamile. So ukuthi ngoba nje uma udefend into engekho udefend amanga vele, but yena hayi uzamile as a defender kuba uNelithofu. Msizane, ngicela ukubuza la i-G20 thina as ama citizen iyosibenefitha ngani mhlawumbe? Isibenefitha ngani thina ama citizen?
Hey, angazi, but yazi ibuze ibuze emkhulu namhlanje. These are difficult questions to answer. I suppose, as I'm a citizen, if you've got world leaders that come here, they see for themselves, for example, firsthand, whether or not what's been said about the country over the last year is true. This is why, for example, it would have been a good idea for Donald Trump to come here. I bone eluti. Lenda bay show you about white people and Afrikaners is not true. That's the first thing. Secondly, I suppose the discussions that take place here could then lead to some kind of foreign direct investment, because Aman Mesuethleli and they chatting face to face, then they see the opportunities that exist in that country. But directly as a citizen, there's nothing going to happen. Like, for example, Jewis of Kalaji, Namstanji, there's nothing that's going to change by Monday. No. That's not going to happen. I think, to be quite honest, our government is just enjoying being the host. And you can see that they're very proud. You can even see, for example, that somebody like President Cyril Ramaphosa is very proud of being the host president.
Morning team. I was struck by this woman wearing, our president is running his mouth. Yo, I felt like throttling her from wherever I am, just listening to that. I don't care how upset they are about what we said and how they are not coming to the G20, but for her to say that, it shows how much they undermine us as a nation. So I don't know. Okari Ramaphosa, akasibafi chance mo lifeing. Who are they at the end of the day? Why does America want to rule the world? That's exactly how I feel. Happy Friday, folks.
So let's be honest, Tigekotwane, right? Think about the things that we have said about the American president. In fact, when the press house secretary, the White House press secretary, said that, she was responding to some utterances that our own president had made about Donald Trump and his administration, right? So, as been fair, Buffett. Now, this is a president that president. I was Kulum Matanda. Now, they can do the same, honestly. There's, I don't say there's nothing wrong. Yes, it was disrespectful, but very disrespecting, Jay, is going two ways now within that country and us.
Yeah, man, go open line today. I just concerned law-abiding citizen. Chava, Ntela Usizo. I had a burglar at my house on Tuesday. Went to the police station at Don Park. Don Park police station to open a case. But he gave me bang chicks about the tatama dress and everything. It was a 2 million van. Till today, they've been a gaffi. So what I need is, what is the way forward? Because I know if we're If my wife went there, I even attempted to hit her. We also put a station commander. In this regard, it's 3 days down the line, I'm gonna case number. No one has come. My daughter can't even sleep in a room anymore. She's traumatized. Learning is a way forward how to deal with this. When I deal with the police station or how to go, what is the way forward? Which I can't. I mean, it's 3 days. Even if they come now, Bazo is in my fingerprint, I had to fix the butlers, the bank cleaning in Lyon. I had to clean my fingerprint on what ground was now. I couldn't sleep in an opened, non-butlered house. So please assist. What is the way forward? How do I deal with it going forward? Because it can be. Probably I'm not the only one also complaining at the Unpark police station.
Yeah, you have to go back to a police station. What they're probably going to tell you is that they haven't got enough resources, they haven't got enough vehicles. And also, okay, with the G20, you will have seen that there's a high visibility of police. I suspect a lot of policemen have been redeployed to be around the critical areas where the G20 is going to happen. We've only got one police person per 400 people in this country. One police person, 400 people. So we don't have that many police. And so when you see a lot of them being concentrated in one area, it usually means they took them from somewhere else. It shouldn't be that way. I'm not making an excuse for them. I'm just trying to explain, Uti, how these things work. So go back to the police station and tell them the story you just told us. Uti, say, it's been 3 days. The evidence you guys are going to collect, I say, so, okay, Nenzejan.
Penline, Sizwan, and Kurbuz. Angaz, Connie, so Ramanga, Nang. Couldn't think you bonny like social media, but too solely who nominated for a radio award. So, into when fun was Uti, if it's possible. So, le award le massim votelu, usoli, Gubera solo, Eala Pekai FM, and Funanjo was lock Uti, my so, your parade to Aranja.
Ikuniso Elimsula Lelo. He has been nominated as a traffic reader, best traffic reader on Caesar World. So he was entered into the radio awards by Kaya when he was still working with us. But if he wins, the award will be his, right? So you should go out and vote for him because he does deserve it. Yeah. I suppose if we were to count how many awards Kaya won that night, then that count would count towards Kaya's win as well, even though he's no longer part of the Kaya team. I don't know if you know what I mean. But the award will be his. So go ahead and vote for him.
Hey, Mrs. Wananyaguzo Uti, G20 is just benefit on Uti Babon, which is Pilaganja, Nama diplomats and Nama dignitaries. Mara Azobona Ganjan, which is Pilaganjan, Baba Hambi Sababo, Tago, Henry Portriteri, Baba Hambi Sababo, Tago, Inle, Winnie Mandela Drive, Melababon, which is Sambanga, Krepenja, and Zamakumbi, Labash, this is the public transport.
Hey
guys, yo, I had a horrible week. Found out my daughter was being bullied and I had no idea. This week, three boys tried to drag her into the bathroom. Next day, someone choked her.
Oh, wow.
And I feel like Ridgeville Primary in Roodepoort is failing its learners, and I need someone to intervene and help because it's not on. The amount of bullying is not on.
What's the school saying? Because the school should be held accountable, no doubt about it. In fact, I mean, I can hear Uti Banja, you heartbroken, but the school should be feeling your wrath. And you should be breathing fire because they are to be held accountable for that. Whenever you drop your kids off at school, right, they are now the custodians of that kid. And they need to ensure that that kid remains safe at all times. If you don't get any joy from them, please come back to us. Tina will help you with that.
Anything goes. For me, one thing that is frustrating me is this government thingy, online application for grade 1 and 8. I've been waiting for a response and I'm not getting any feedback. I've went to the schools that I've applied for, but and now I don't know what's the next step from here. And no communication from the government. So, yeah.
Ish, all you can say is just keep trying. What else can we say?
Okay, now I'm working in the social security sector, né? The one for grants. I'm Susan, I know we're going to have a serious problem. For my 15 years to come, we're going to have a serious problem because I've seen a number of grandmothers now who come to the office and say, no, the mother of the child is deceased. Yes, okay, the mother is deceased. Then therefore, I am here to take over in terms of applying for the grants and what. When you ask about the father is unknown. The father, like on a daily basis, when I say, okay, Magriza, where is the father of the child? Hi, the father, and unknown. And Sizwan, if this is the real truth that we are faced with, then we're going to have a serious generation of boys who don't know their fathers. Can we just be responsible as fathers? Or okay, at least try by all means. Whether the mother is deceased or what, I'm Sizwan, we must do something. We must do something as guys.
No, I agree with you. And I don't know why Amagens, they do that, to be quite honest. One thing I will say, it's going to be a tough discussion to have. But, you know, this thing of guys growing up without their father's presence in their lives, it affects them in life. You can see in the decisions that they end up making. They seek role models, for example, sometimes in the wrong places, in the wrong people. Whereas if you had a present father in the household, a responsible one at that, I think things would be different. So it's definitely something that needs to be addressed because a lot of social ills stem from that. I'm not saying it's the only cause of social ills, but it definitely contributes.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.